This is Nursing Uncensored. Your host, Adrienne Benning, invites you to listen in on real conversations about all things in the nursing world. This podcast is intended for nurses, nursing students, and allied health professionals, but non-medical folk will probably get a kick out of us too. If you like what you hear, subscribe and share. Welcome back, everybody. This is Adrienne, and this episode we are going to talk about the next set of must-have iOS apps for nurses and nursing students. We are going to go through 9 more apps today. If you didn't catch part 1, go back and listen to that, and then we're going to just go ahead and jump right into the next set. The first 3 kind of all go together. They're put out by a company called Skyscape, and these are all kind of companion guides to some of the major nursing textbooks that I used in school, and I know a lot of you are using as well. The first one is Mosby's Pocket Guide to Nursing Skills and Procedures, and this is actually a companion to the Perry and Potter book that I used for years. Really, I carried this book around so long that I think it's part of the reason I have back problems. I have the free version of this app. If you want the paid access, it's lifetime access, but it's like $48. So, a little steep for an iPhone app. However, there's a massive amount of content in here. When you go into the app, you have basically a series of menus. You've got a menu of tables, diseases, medications, images, a number of other things, but essentially, like, if I click on diseases, it gives me a long list, alphabetical list of diagnoses that I could potentially want to read about. Just to select one, now each of these topics may have subtopics. Some of those are part of the paid version and some of those are free. So there's still, even with the free version, there's a tremendous amount of information here. So for example, I clicked on the topic of confusion, and it gives me some free topics like how to do peripheral IV insertions, dysphagia, respiration assessments, restraint-free environment, suctioning, number of other things. But in any case, this is a huge app, and I think that it's, for any nursing student, it's probably worth the money. Again, if I was back in nursing school, this would be an app that I would have for sure. I would budget for this because this seems like a great resource. The second one, which also is put out by Skyscape, is actually the clinical companion for the MedSurg textbook that I used. And I can never say this author's last name, but it's Ignatovicius. We always just called it Iggy. So this was the book that we used in addition to Potter and Perry. And this is kind of the same style. You have a number of menus. You get free content as well as paid. If you want the lifetime access, it's like $40. So that is an additional cost from the last app that we talked about. But considering that these books are huge and they're heavy and you have to carry them with you to class, a little pocket guide like this would be welcome. Last but not least, in the Skyscape realm, I have the Manual of Nursing Diagnoses, and this is also kind of just a companion guide to the hard copy of Nursing Diagnoses book. You can go in, again, you've got another huge list of topics, but in this case, instead of it being pathos of diseases and medications and things like that, they're nursing interventions, diagnoses that have a list of interventions with each one. So I can click on, for example, adult failure to thrive, and it gives me a definition, defining characteristics, assessment, outcome, interventions, that sort of thing. So this is a really great app for those of you that are actually doing care planning in school and want to have some guide that you can just put in your pocket. The fourth app that I have for you today is a really common one. It's the Medscape app. And this actually is great for a long list of reasons. So when I open up the app, the first thing I see at the top is I have a scrolling list of images with articles attached. They're usually relevant to whatever's going on in the news right now, reports, that sort of thing, a bunch of information. That's not what we're here for. There's also a drug guide, which if you're not happy with the drug guide that I talked about in the previous episode, the Micromedics guide, this is another great one. There's also a list of conditions, procedures, drug interaction checkers, but these last couple of features are the ones that really make this app shine. There's a pill identifier. So I can click on pill identifier. If my patient drops her pill or her cup of pills into her bed, like we know people always do. And she says to me, "What's that one?" I can go, "Hold on, Betty. Instead of panicking, I'm going to look it up with my pill checker." So I can basically narrow down what it is by entering in information like the shape, the color, the form, and the scoring of the pill. And it'll tell me how many pills have those criteria, and then I can scroll through it and see. Match it up, it tells me the dosage, the manufacturer, all sorts of stuff. So that's pretty cool. And then the other feature on here that I think is valuable, especially as we live in a world where healthcare costs and drug costs are ridiculous, and a lot of people don't have coverage for that, there is a pricing and savings function here. So this, you click on this, you can choose the medication of your choice from the list, and then you put in how far you want to search, how many miles from where you are you want to search. You put in the med, the dose, the quantity, and then I'm going to search within 5 miles. I click the button, and it tells me the prices of this medication at all of the pharmacies in my area. It gives me the address, the name, the price. Now, if I want to share this information, I have a way to email it or text it to my patient without it revealing my personal contact information. So it will go through this app and it will give them a generic no reply number, and they actually can keep this list with them so that when they go shopping for their prescriptions, they know where to go. That is so valuable. I love this. So that and the pill finding app alone make this a great app. But you can still do like a million other things with it, like I already said. There's also a directory of physicians, so you can go in and you can put in a city or a zip code, search term. Like, for example, if you're looking for a specialty, you put in whatever kind of doctor you're looking for, you click find physician, and it pulls up a long list of doctors that meet that criteria. So super valuable, completely free. Number 5 is the eponyms app. What is an eponym? For those of you who don't know, you know how sometimes in science we name things after the people who discovered it or invented whatever the thing is? Well, this is an app that allows you to look this stuff up so that you can say, what is an Ashoff body? Or what is the brain bridge reflex? Or the Bruce protocol? Do you have any idea what any of these things are? Hell no. So, with the exception of the few tests that we see over and over again and we might get to know the name of, this lists out all this stuff that's named after probably dead scientists. So anyway, this is a great app. It actually breaks it down by body system, or you can search by name. You can star them, favorite them, you can keep a favorites list, or you can just search as you go. All right, that's all there is to say about that. That's a pretty great app as well. Next up is my Lab Values. This is actually called Lab Values Plus, and it is just a basic listing of lab values. Breaks it down by category, so drug monitoring, electrolytes, hematology, hormones, liver function, markers, renal function. Oops, I almost said a bad word there. You can scroll through each one. You can make a favorites list. I made a favorites list of lab values and, you know, just like common stuff. Albumin, BUN, creatinine, bicarb, CO2, chloride, ejection fraction, HDL, hematocrit, you know, the huge. This is great because then you can click on whatever the measurement is, and it not only tells you the appropriate range for this particular lab, but it tells you what it is, what it indicates. You can click on read more, and it'll give you more information about that particular lab. It'll tell you what some things are that cause these labs to be low or high, and other notes about that particular lab. That's a great resource. Nurses and students. The next one, oh, this one's fun. I like this one. This one is called MD Calc. This one is great because it is a calculator, so to speak, for lots of things that maybe are a little bit more complex to figure out than just doing a math problem. For example, I'm gonna take you through my favorites list because I've populated quite a number. Some of the calculators, so to speak, on here, there's like an ABG calculator. There's one for calculating the mean arterial pressure. There's the Braden score, the Glasgow Coma Scale, Bristol Stool Scale. There's the stroke scale, the sepsis scale, modified Rankin score, all sorts of different information. So, for example, if we take a look at the Glasgow Coma Scale one, it gives us each of the categories. So eye response, you can click on, let's see, they open their eyes to pain. Move to the next one. You best verbal response. We're going to say they make incomprehensible sounds. I'm going to click on that one. Motor response. Let's say they, again, withdraw from pain. After clicking the appropriate box in each category, it tells me what the scale is. It tells me that this patient has 8 points on the Glasgow Coma Scale. And if I click on the button below, it tells me a lot more about that. What does that mean? What management should be done for a patient with a Glasgow Coma Scale like this? What are the critical actions? Evidence. All sorts of resources are listed in references. So, I mean, this is so good. I wish I'd had... I say this about all of these. I really do wish I had these apps in nursing school because I would have had this reference at my fingertips instead of carrying around all those damn note cards in my pocket. Rounding up here, number 8. This one is a little bit more specific. A lot of you know that I'm a palliative care nurse as well as a respiratory nurse, and so I do a lot of symptom management as well as end-of-life care. This next app is called FastFacts, and I originally started seeing information from FastFacts when our palliative care physicians would print out these short educational topics on palliative care. And they would print them out and they would hang them up in the conference room so that we could check out that topic of the week or day or whatever. Well, I found the app. And this app is actually put out through the Palliative Care Network of Wisconsin, and it's actually made by a few different physicians. You can search by category. You can look at everything just in numerical order of how they have it set up in the app here, or you can just click the lightning bolts and it'll give you a random fact. It has so much information about end of life and palliative care. So like uses of different medications, high flow nasal cannula, oxygen therapy, pain management, sexual dysfunction with people with like cancer, for example. What else? Neuropathic pain treatment. Bowel management, terminal delirium management, syndrome of imminent death. I mean, there's so much information in here. Tube feeds, not to tube feeds. Myths about advanced directives. I mean, there's hundreds of topics here about anything you could possibly want to know about end of life care. So I think this is a great resource. And you may not work specifically end of life care, but even if you're like an ICU nurse, for example, you may see patients that need palliative care that aren't stable enough to be transferred. So guess what? You become the palliative care nurse. This is a great way to learn on the fly, and also a great way to make recommendations to physicians that maybe aren't familiar with palliative care measures. So keep that one handy. Last but not least, I have a little fun one for the 9th here. This one is called Figure 1. And this essentially is like Instagram for healthcare providers. So I have set up an account for myself. They asked me to verify that I'm actually a healthcare provider. And this is actually funny. This is one of those apps that I don't ever want to open up in public because I never know if the first photo is going to be like benign, like an x-ray, or if it's going to be a picture of somebody with like a compound fracture with their bone sticking out of their leg. Because this app has all of those things. But it's literally set up identical to Instagram, except you've got everything from, like I said, scans and imaging, skin, injuries, surgeries, other cases. Some of these are really rare and it's interesting to see, and some of these things are really common and might help out a student who is like, oh, so that's what an arterial leg ulcer looks like, as they're scrolling through. In general, even if you're not a student, like if you're interested in the human body and gore and science and all of those sorts of things, this is a great app for you. I mean, I'm scrolling through now and I'm seeing melanoma, head CTs, EKGs, some sores on a body part that, again, I wouldn't want to look at on the bus or on the elevator in case somebody's looking over my shoulder. But this is pretty rad. So this is the fun one at the end. The fun, gross, nasty, disgusting, interesting one. So that's figure one. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. Those are my 9 apps. Thank you for joining me for part 2 of must-have iOS apps for nurses and nursing students. We will be back with part 3 in a little while. So stick around. If you're not already subscribed, please do so, so that you don't miss any content. I'm going to keep churning it out until school starts, which is very, very soon. So enjoy it while it's coming. All right. See you guys later. Happy nursing and happy studying too. Here at Nursing Uncensored, we may be, well, uncensored, but we're not unfiltered. Protected health information has been changed and concealed to comply with HIPAA. The things we talk about are from years of experience with thousands of patients, things we've read, stories we've heard. If you think we're talking about you, we're not. Also, we're real nurses here to provide helpful and accurate information. But don't take anything we say as fact without doing your own research. Refer to your state's Board of Nursing, Practice Acts, and your institution's policies and procedures if you have questions about your practice. Lastly, our very strong opinions are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers, educational, or professional institutions. Thanks for listening, and happy nursing, folks.